really try to get everything right if you can get it right against a team like that.
It is the perfect opponent. I think anytime, you know, you find yourself in a losing streak like this, you know, not playing good football, you want to play a great opponent because if you can go out there and play a good football game, find a way to get a win, it's going to create a ton of momentum for your football team.
What are your lasting memories of that overtime thriller back in 2015?
Oh, boy. It was just it was a great team win. I remember it was a snowy, cold night. It was a very special night. But, you know, that game was a long ways back. We cherished it then, but we're focused on the 2017 Patriots.
What did you take from watching the film from the Eagles game that you can build off of?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the biggest thing from the Eagles game is finding positive plays. You know, you can't put yourself in second and long. So on first down, whether we're running the football or we're throwing it, if we're throwing it, I got to find a completion somewhere. If we're running it, we got to find positive yards, because if you stay ahead of the down and distance, you know, 9 out of 10 times you're going to find yourself in third and manageable rather than third and 10, third and 12, third and 15, and you'll have a lot higher percentage of converting.
You're always in high spirits.
Yeah.
How?
You have to in this business. You know, one of the things I was taught very early in my career is you have to have a short memory. And with that, it's not neglecting the things that didn't go well the week before. It's not ignoring them. It's learning from them right after the game Sunday night, learning from them on Monday. And then it's all about going home Monday night, putting that one to bed, and moving forward. You know, there's no other choice. You know, whether we're undefeated or we hadn't won a single game this year, we're playing a football game on Sunday night against a great opponent. So are you going to come in with you know, a bad attitude, or are you going to be positive and optimistic and try to make the most of this game?
Do you sense that same attitude? Away from the film room, when you watch Tom Brady, what do you admire about his game?
You know, I just love his competitive spirit. You know, I think he you know, maybe the best example is probably in the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, he's never going to quit. And, you know, he plays with a lot of fire, a lot of passion, and, you know, that makes it a lot of fun to watch.
It's obvious woulda, shoulda, coulda, but first drive, Philadelphia, get a touchdown there, so how much difference can that make?
Well, you know, it's hard to tell because, you know, it's the butterfly effect. You know, who knows what takes place if that occurs. But you're certainly right. You know, by us taking the ball to start the game on the road, if we can drive down the field and find a way to get a touchdown, you know, certainly that's going to give our football team a ton of momentum. Would that have changed the outcome? Who knows? Because, you know, the Eagles are a great football team. You know, it's not like they're going to be like, oh, you know, the Broncos scored a touchdown on their opening drive, we're going to shut it down. You know, so who knows what would have happened? But anytime you can get points, especially a touchdown on your first drive, it's definitely setting your team up for success.
You said Sunday you wanted to go back and look at that second interception and see, based on the time and the score,
yes,
whether it was worth it to take that chance. What was your concern?
You know, we were down 31 points at the time. Looking back on it, I think I probably should have just ate it and took a sack. You know, anytime you turn the ball over, regardless of the score, I just think you're putting your team in a really bad position. So it was one of those deals. I didn't have time to set my feet. I didn't have time to see DT come out, you know, on the double move. So I was just kind of throwing it to a spot, and that's something I can't do. I've learned from that mistake, and I won't do that moving forward.
You talked about your ability to bounce forward and put things in the past. Do you see that from your teammates after frustration of four straight setting in, that they're in the same spot?
You know, I think everybody came to work today with a great attitude. They really did. I think we had a very productive practice offensively. Defense looked sharp. Special teams was sharp. Everyone was out here in smiles and working hard. And, you know, that's just what you have to do in this business. Because, like I said, regardless of our record, we have a huge game Sunday night against a great opponent. We're still in the thick of everything. And so we have a lot to play for.
These teams have met in the playoffs a lot over the last few years. In the regular season, they usually felt like it might decide home field advantage. What's kind of the feeling this week at the fact that you guys are battling just to kind of keep your season alive?
Yeah, you know, the feeling this week is get a win. That's simple. Be 1-0 this week, and then see what takes place after that.
Robbie, every quarterback likes to have control, you know, play calling, line of scrimmage, that kind of stuff. How do you balance that with, I'm going to keep it simple and let my OC decide what we're
doing? Yeah, I think we're all chasing after that answer. But, you know, it really boils down to putting in a lot of hours throughout the week and having a lot of conversations with the coordinator so that whatever call is coming in, you already are on page with it. You like the call. You trust the call. You know what coach is expecting of you, where he wants you to throw that football. And then there's times where, you know, there was Sunday a few plays, and we got some big plays off it. You have to ad-lib a little bit. You know, you call a specific play. You know, we really didn't get the look we wanted, and you try to take advantage of that look. And, you know, Cody Latimer made a big play. DT hit a screen. That was a big play. So there's definitely a fine line, and you know, I think that just comes with time and experience with working with a specific coordinator.
Your team is facing a quarterback who's clearly got, if not the best, one of the best resumes ever. Do you guys in the quarterback fraternity, do you talk about how does he stay young? Do you believe in this wizard water he drinks and no strawberries and all this stuff?
You know, that's a great question, but you know what? I have so much on my plate right now just trying to find a way to get a win with this football team. You know, I don't have time to worry about the special water and all that stuff.
Do you know what your offensive identity is halfway through the season, or is that still something this team's trying to figure out?
You know, I would say we're trying to figure it out a little bit. You know, we go into each and every game with a certain mindset, a certain way that we want to play that specific game, and that changes from week to week. But I wouldn't say there's one thing that we can really hang our hat on right now.
If Cody's given a chance to have a bigger role, how do you think he'd handle it? You guys have really good chemistry.
You know, I think Cody's done a tremendous job every single year that he's been given an opportunity. You know, you look at last week, for example, first series of the game, he makes a huge play for us. Then later in the game, he makes a huge play. He beats the corner on a go route. So, you know, Cody's one of those guys, you know, given his opportunities, he's certainly going to make the most of them because, you know, he's a smart player. He's physical. He's strong. He's fast. He can jump. He's a great football player.
To get to that thing to hang your hat on, what is that? Is that practice? Is it reps in games? All of it? What does that entail?
I think it's all of it. It starts in the meeting room, conversations. What do we want to try to go out there and run? Then it goes to the practice field and repping things over and over and over until you master them against all different looks. And then taking it from the practice field to the game field and executing it out there. And that's where you really build confidence. When you execute plays at a high level and have success with them in a game, now you're building confidence with that play.
A few more for Brock.
I think last time the Broncos hosted the Patriots here in the regular season, it was your first start in Denver. How much more comfortable do you feel now having gone what you've gone through over the past 18 months?
You know, I'm very comfortable. You know, like I think any player in this league, the more starts you get, the more comfortable you're going to become. It's like anything in life. The more you do something, the more you become comfortable with it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.